Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we are here live with one of our newest hosts on News for the Soul Radio. Jane Facto is an amazing healer who I've had some direct experience working with, and that's why we're here today to do a follow-up session on my puppy, Poppy. She's been very, very ill with a collapsed trachea, a heart murmur, lungs filling up, unable to stop coughing, and on this weird synchronistic path. When I was first talking to Jane about joining us, I started telling her about my dog symptoms, and I had no idea why I was even saying that, and I didn't even know that she had worked with dogs and in fact had specifically helped other dogs recover from those exact same symptoms recently. So it was very synchronistic. She did the first session, which was amazing. I couldn't believe it. The coughing stopped for days. Well, they've returned now, and we're here to do a follow-up session. Jane, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. I'm very happy to be here and doing this interview, but most importantly, to help Poppy.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, it was such an amazing, years of covering energy work and doing energy work on the air and stuff, you know, you don't normally see such dramatic effects. So I was shocked at the first place, but maybe explain a little bit about the process and how it's not usually a one hit wonder kind of a thing.
Yeah, so let me just kind of give a broad view. I'm a medical intuitive energy healer. I help people with chronic pain and chronic illness. So by the time people come to me for a session, they already have a long-standing condition, and it's a weak area. It's out of balance, right? So with using Poppy as an example, you know, your observation and your vet's observation and diagnosis was that she had a collapsed trachea. So my job is to look at the collapsed trachea and gather from you any other areas that she's having trouble with and figure out how to make her set of symptoms improve. So just like someone who has an arthritic knee, they've had it for a long time, they want to put off having surgery, they have one session. I typically align the body first to take the pressure off the knee, bring the inflammation down, their alignment is better, the pain is better, and they go on for several days feeling quite comfortable. But again, it's a weak area, it's been out of balance for a long time, and so the body just slides ever so slightly, most times backwards, because it doesn't have the strength to hold that new alignment for long periods of time. So that's why we have session after session after session after session. And people get to a point where, you know, then they, maybe they're having one session a week for 3 weeks or 5 weeks, and then they can space it out to 2 weeks, a month, once every 3 months, once every 6 months. One lady I heard from a year later, and because her body learned to hold the balance of the new health. Okay, so with Poppy,
wow,
she had her first session, right? She did a great job, and the next day she was very uncomfortable. The symptoms were pretty severe, and then
it got worse before it got better.
Yeah. I very rarely see that happen, but so typically what can happen, 24 to 48 hours it takes for the session to integrate. So look what she did, right? 24 hours, she wasn't quite integrated. But at 48 hours, I think you texted me and said it's very quiet in your house, right? So she was relaxed and breathing comfortably and resting.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and days. It was quiet for days.
Yeah. So that must have been so good for her, right? That constant coughing and hacking and hacking and coughing, and it was exhausting her. And she got to rest.
Yeah.
She got to move around. She got to be her normal self for a number of days. But just like chiropractic care or acupuncture, right, you have to go back for some sessions to help the weak area, the area out of balance, or the set of symptoms, you know, come back into balance and then help her hold it for longer periods of time. And then you just call me when you need me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you explained so well the process of how the energy needs to settle into the new or the old, you know, the new state. It's incredibly well put.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I do, it's so interesting. I was telling you about my puppy that I adopted, and then you mentioned that you weren't so sure how much longer Poppy was going to be with you. And
yes.
I asked about the condition, and you said collapsed trachea, and I've actually, this is my third Chihuahua. She's a Chihuahua, right?
Yeah. Sorry, but she's getting a bit loud in the background.
Yeah. So
here.
This is the third one. This is the third one I've helped with a collapsed trachea. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so tell me what you'd like me to do for today. Would you like me to take a look at her while we're recording and on the air? Or what
yeah,
would you
so
like
I thought
me to
if
do?
We could do a demo session live so people can see what's involved.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
just kind of walk them through it. Because it was so interesting to be on with you and see exactly what the process is. Sorry, I'm going to just mute myself just for a second.
Yep, yep.
Okay, I'm just going to go to the other room. It's a little bit loud.
Yeah, and I could hear the distress that she's in. It's similar to the first time we talked, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. But literally it sounds like a flock of geese coming right at you or something. It's incredibly loud. And she just can't stop. She, you know, unless I get her sort of distracted or I sit with her and do the hands-on thing for a bit, but it's the effect is so short-term.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes when I work on animals, which I work on animals only if you already established client with me, you know, then if you have pets you'd like me to treat, then I do that. But this just happened so magically, right? So let's see. And sometimes things change during a session. So we'll see. I think we tried it during the session also, and she wasn't, her symptoms weren't changing, but maybe today we'll see. So I remember, although I have my notes right here. So here's what I wrote down for my notes. Because my job is to look at all the contributing factors that are causing the set of symptoms for her, right? So I remember I aligned her spine. You mentioned that she had a sway back, which I was very happy for you to tell me that I didn't have to look for it myself. I would have aligned her whole spine anyway. And then I found the right hip out of alignment. Plus she has the left hip out of alignment. Then her vital organs were too compressed inside of her chest and her diaphragm was too tight, made room around the airway and then helped her heart and lungs. And then once all of that was done, I went back to the trachea, right? Because the trachea is symptom-producing area, but all the other areas together opened up her body. She could breathe better. And then the last piece was the trachea. So, and then we mentioned something about fluid in her lungs.
Yes. And a heart murmur as well.
And a heart murmur. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, I'm just going to wait a minute. She's not ready for me yet. So it's going to be maybe 20 seconds. Okay.
I actually just gave her some treats, so she's probably focused.
Oh,
like,
she's enjoying the treats.
I'm eating
right
now.
Yeah. And I have a little bit of a cold, so hopefully I won't be coughing or having to blow my nose here. I found a really nice homeopathic remedy that's helping me. Okay.
Nice.
So now, interestingly enough, and we talked about this at the session with Poppy. So I just read everything to you, right, that we worked on before.
Yes.
And now I'm looking at my notes. Everything else looks like it's written in another language, but I can read heart murmur, so we're going to start there. Okay?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Do you remember? Do you remember me saying everything else looks like it's written in Latin and I can't read it, and so I have to start here, you know, section by section.
Yeah.
All right.
How they guide you.
So I'm just going to look at her. Yeah. So all I'm doing is looking at the word heart murmur. I have my fingers on the piece of paper. And as I gently move my fingers, like ever so slightly, you would never feel it if I was touching your skin, ever so slightly, I'm just getting energy into the heart and massaging the heart, okay, which will bring oxygenated blood flow and help strengthen the heart, okay? So just a moment. Oh, she's going to start coughing. Yeah, okay, but it doesn't matter. She's in another room. Hold on. So be here a couple minutes, and then we'll see what we're working on next, and we'll go through everything. And then you'll just let me know, you know, in a few days' time how she's doing. Hopefully she's just going to hold it longer every time.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it would
so
be really nice. I'll let everyone know. I'll post some pictures and updates as we go.
That would be fantastic. That would
yeah.
be so great. Thank
Not
you,
a puppy club.
Thank you. But yeah, yeah. Oh, everybody loves puppies and dogs. All right, so just ever so slightly, energetic massage for her heart. I'm asking about the heart murmur. Energy's going in to help. Cannot say heal. Help. So all healing is self-healing, right? So her body is using the energy to help heal the heart. That's what's happening. So I can say it that way. Yeah. So just a second here. Okay, she's getting a little sleepy, which is good. This is relaxing her. There we go. So what happens is I spend some time on an area just like that one, the heart murmur, right? That's the only thing that I can make out in my notes because it's the first thing to be done. And I just look at the word and I ask, how can I help? And then I have the hand placement, right? And I can feel myself getting energy to her heart, and I can feel it inside my heart, right? I can feel what's happening. And then when that piece is finished, I feel like, oh, that's not interesting to me anymore. And then I look for the next piece to start on. So she tells me in kind of a treatment plan how I can help her, right?
Cool.
Yeah. So the next one is the airway. And I remember, of course, she has a teeny weeny little airway. She's a tiny dog. What does she weigh, like 9 pounds?
Oh, seven maybe, soaking
seven.
Wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she has like a little straw, a little tiny straw of an airway. So
yeah.
I can't increase her airway, but I'm going to ask her, what can I do to help your airway, okay? And so I'll see in just a moment. Okay, so there's some inflammation in her airway. So all I'm going to do is get the energy into her airway, bring down the inflammation, just like somebody with asthma, right? The tube will open up. Her airway tube will open up. So let me just make a note here. I don't know if I saw that last time or not.
I don't recall that coming up last time.
No, I don't either. But again, it's her second session, so she needs, you know, maybe additional information today.
Right.
Okay, one moment. Okay, she's doing great. And all I'm doing, I have my fingertips on this paper. Sometimes I do it this way, sometimes I don't. But for her, I have my fingertips on the paper, airway, inflammation, and I'm just holding these words and energy. I can feel energy going into her airway, bringing down the inflammation, so that tube is going to open up. That airway is going to open up. There we go. And you might hear me sigh or
like
yawn.
Dousing in a way, map dousing or something, by the way you're describing it.
Say that again?
It's almost similar to map dousing. Getting the connection through the paper. Interesting.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that technique. So I don't do it for most clients. I have a different approach. But for her, this is the way she wants me to do it for her. So I'm happy to. Happy to. Yep. Okay, there we go. Now my hands are going away. And I'm just going to wait a moment for that airway to finish up, you know, with the work that I just did. And I just took a deep breath, so I can already tell that that's starting to open up. All right. Looks like we're going in reverse order here because the next one is lungs, which is reversed from the top, which kind of was the way I described it earlier. So I'm just going to wait for the airway to finish up. She'll let me know when I can look at her lungs. And did you have a vet appointment with her since her session? I think you were going to ask about fluid pills.
No.
Or no, she was feeling so good.
I didn't yet, just because I know that they're just going to give her the 8 millionth prescription for antibiotics, and I'm worried about her having that too much.
Yeah.
To the point where it doesn't
work.
So
right.
I put it off to see how, because when she got better after your session, I thought, ooh, let's just give it some time.
Exactly. Good, 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 good. All right, so I'm going to put my hands on this paper. I'm looking at lungs, and now I can feel pressure on both lungs. So that's just strong energy going to, it's a different organ. It's different tissue. So strong energy going to her lungs, because when she's coughing like that, she can barely breathe, right?
Yeah, barely any air gets in, and it goes for hours. Like, oh, God.
Oh, must be exhausted.
Exhausted, and when she finally conks out, I literally tiptoe around, and it's funny because she sleeps in bed with me. We've got like this giant California king-size bed. I've been on the couch since this started. She's got this giant bed. I try to just let her conk out, you know, when she can finally get sleep, because she really needs it to heal.
Yeah, yeah. And what was her demeanor when she was feeling well? What did you notice?
Well, she wasn't like super perky her old self, but it was just not coughing, you know? Like it,
not coughing.
Yeah, that was primarily it. You could tell that she still wasn't herself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Going to be on the lungs a couple more minutes here. So I can chat with you while I'm feeling what's happening and seeing what's happening, right? Just,
okay.
I'm just kind of watching what she's doing.
I'm just peeking in intermittently as well. She's been
good.
She looks pensive, but okay. She literally has an expression of pensiveness right now.
Okay. All right, that's the lungs. All right, so we got heart murmur, airway, lungs, and now I'm going to skip the diaphragm for a moment. I'm going to come back to that. She wants vital organs. So this is just to get – so imagine she doesn't have enough oxygenated blood flow going throughout all of her body, her vital organs, her muscles, ligaments, and tendons, her brain, right? So what I'm going to do is give her vital organs a boost, and after the vital organs get a boost, then I'm going to do her cardiovascular system, heart and lungs, bring the heart and lungs together, bring more oxygenated blood flow. Let me just write that down. Okay, one moment.
Look at that.
I'm just going to stand up for a moment and take a few steps away and get a tissue.
Okay.
About a second.
And if you're just tuning in, this is a live healing session. Jane Facto is doing a healing session on my puppy, who's had a very challenging time with a lot of ailments and been a little too close to not being here. So we're doing some work to have the first session, and it was dramatic effects. So this is session number 2 following up, and we're going to let everyone know how puppy's doing as we're going.
Great, 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 great. All right, so again, all vital organs. And soon I'll open up her chest for her when I start doing the spine and the hips, just to give her more room for her diaphragm and vital organs and more room for her airway. So lots of energy going to all her vital organs. Because imagine just not getting enough air, just being under distress all this time.
So, trying to breathe from her lower diaphragm to compensate or something, like it's really weird.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And something just came to mind here. People ask me all the time, like, what's the root cause of my digestive issues? And I say there could be 5 or 6 or 7 contributing factors that are causing this set of symptoms, right? So same thing with Poppy. She has a collapsed trachea, she has all this coughing, maybe her lungs are filling up. My job is to treat all of her as a whole to help subside the symptoms. So, yeah, so that's kind of the premise of my work.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, we're almost finished with vital organs. It's just not looking interesting to me anymore. And now the cardiovascular system is looking more interesting, which means vital organs are almost finished. There we go. Okay. So now, here's the cardiovascular system, heart and lungs. Okay, so I'm just going to put my fingertips here, and I'm going to feel the energy going to your heart and lungs. And that is going to be more oxygenated blood flow, all her vital organs, muscles, ligaments, and tendons, and her brain. So here we go. Maybe she'll have a pep in her step after this. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm right beside her, so she's not coughing right now. And you know how dogs' ears perk funny when they know that you're talking about them? She's been doing that the whole time.
Oh.
She seems very aware.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's such a doll. She's such a cute dog.
So sweet. Oh,
she really is. And sometimes they can feel the energy, you know? I've had people call in for their animals, and they'll say, "Jane's on the phone," and they come running. You can hear the 20-pound cat. Thump, 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 thump. Like, oh my God.
She does that all the time when Rose is on as well. She's our pet communicator. I think you guys are on the same day, just at staggered intervals, which is interesting. So, yeah, same thing. She's like, she has to be by the computer when Rose is on. So that'll be for you too. They do.
Yeah,
know.
That was divine connection right there.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm still waiting for the cardiovascular system to finish up. I'm just going to take a little sip of water.
Okay.
All right. So now, nothing for me to do but watch her cardiovascular system respond. And then we're going to look at her. Geez, I thought I would look down her spine first, but nope. It's going to be the left hip and the right hip first. So you can imagine, right? If your hip is out of balance, it throws your chest wall off. It can. So, so we're going to look at that. Almost finished cardiovascular system. That was a sigh. She's feeling a lot better.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now I can feel boom, 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 more oxygenated blood flow everywhere. It's going to help her. now, I'm going to look at her left hip first. Remind me. Oh, you don't know her history, but she had some injuries, right?
No. I'm pretty sure she was quite traumatized. She was the rescue. She'd been through some stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So all I'm doing is looking at her left hip. So here's the note, left hip out of alignment. And now when I look at it on my page, I can see the muscles, ligament, and tendon attachments. And I can see that the left hip is out of balance a little bit. If I was going to say where it was, top right, heading into the, not the groin, but just a little bit up from there. And all I'm doing, I don't do chiropractic adjustments. I relax muscles, ligaments, and tendons and let the bones remember their alignment. Okay, so so we're just going to let this hip find its alignment while I relax muscles, ligaments, and tendons, and then we'll do the same for the right hip.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very relaxed.
Great. Good. Okay, so that's done. We're just going to wait one moment. She's just finishing up with that hip. Okay. So now I'm looking at her right hip. Her right hip had a bigger injury, if I was going to call it an injury. These little dogs can injure themselves so easily, right? Just jumping off the couch sometimes. So let me just look at this right hip. Okay, so the hip is just slightly pulled out. And so again, so there are muscles that have weakened because of this hip placement, and there are muscles that are spasming. So my job is to relax the spasming muscles, strengthen the weak muscles, the hip goes back into place. Now, it doesn't mean it goes perfectly back into place, but it does what it can for today, and then her everyday movements is going to strengthen the weak muscles and help keep the spasming muscles relaxed. Okay, so that's why people need a few sessions over time, because the body has its own wisdom about, you know, making adjustments. Okay, so now she has a sway back, you mentioned to me. Can you tell me where that starts? Does it start at her shoulders and go down to?
I would say, kind of at the shoulders, it comes up, and then about halfway through the body, it goes way down and then back up.
Okay. All right, one second. And did you notice after I worked on that sway back that her alignment was a little better, or did it stay the same? That sway back.
Well, she was still kind of blah, right? So she was still kind of, she was kind of like catching up on rest. So she wasn't walking around a lot. So I didn't really notice. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. So again, all I'm going to do is relax. So this area is weak now, right? Because those muscles should hold her spine up in place.
Yeah.
But they're weak. And so they collapsed, right? And made that sway back. So now I'm just going to get energy from probably the back of her neck all the way down to her tail, the beginning of her tail. And in that section where the sway back is, I'm going to ask the energy. I know what the energy is going to do. It's going to start strengthening those muscles because her body knows that that's a weak area. Okay, so here we go. There's the sway back, and immediately those muscles start to strengthen. And so ever so slightly, the muscles are going to strengthen ever so slightly over time. That sway back should improve. We'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, it just looks so uncomfortable. Holy moly.
Yeah. All right. Interestingly, as I'm watching that sway back change, imagine the front of her is changing too, right? So if you think about it, she's got the sway back, and then the vital organs and the diaphragm kind of collapse in her chest because the back isn't holding her spine up to hold the vital organs in place, right? So now I can see the vital organs kind of coming to a better placement, and the diaphragm is going to be placed differently too, so that she doesn't have as much pressure on that diaphragm because that can make you cough. All right, she's doing great. So we're getting two things done at once. The sway back is tightening, so it's straightening out a little bit, which allows the chest wall, I remember you said it was kind of open, which allows that to kind of pull in a little bit and let the vital organs come up and open the chest at the bottom, not at the top.
Right.
She's doing great.
She's super calm.
Oh,
no
I
coughing.
Feel like she's going to start coughing. One second. She might start coughing while I'm here, so don't be afraid. She's just, it's irritating her a little bit while this is happening, but it's all going to be so much better.
Yeah. The fact that she even stopped coughing during this call is amazing. Good Lord, she's been going days.
Yeah, right? Mm. Yeah. And she has been coughing for three days in a row.
3 days.
Pretty.
And that's like 3 days all night long, all day long.
Oh, gosh. I should have checked in with you.
Oh, my God.
I apologize. I wasn't quite sure how we should proceed after that first one, but here we are. It's all working out perfectly.
It's all perfect.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, too, the in-between part where she was not coughing. Like, she was still kind of blah, like off. Something was off. And I would wake up at, like, at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and she was just staring at me. She wasn't sleeping. So I'm not sure what that was about.
I'll look at that in a few minutes. I did make a note about it. I'll look at that in a few minutes. It might be something we can handle today. It might be something for next time. It might not fit in here, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm glad you mentioned. I'm actually going to highlight that.
Yeah, it was quite unusual. So I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, when they look like they're really trying to tell you something, but they can't talk. It was like that.
Yes. Yeah. And she's eating okay, or her appetite is pretty good?
Oh, yeah. She is. Yeah. As soon as she can stop the cough long enough to swallow stuff, she gobbles food down. So that's a good sign.
Yeah. Okay, finished with sway back and chest wall and diaphragm and vital organs in the right place. I'm going to look at the trachea next, and then I'm going to look at fluid in the lungs. Okay, so that'll be the last piece. So here's the collapsed trachea, the part that everybody points to as the main problem, which it is. It's causing a lot of symptoms. But these other areas will also help support her to feel better, and she already is not coughing. So... all right, I'm just going to press on her trachea here. When I say press on her trachea, it's energetic. I mean, you wouldn't even feel it. It's even like a feather, lighter than a feather. So let me just see. And all I'm doing is looking at the structure of her trachea. The position, I remember, the position of her trachea was not correct. Okay, yep. So looking at the structure of her trachea and the position of her trachea. See how I stop right here, the position? I'll get that in a minute. I'm not quite sure if it's twisted too high or too low. It could have been pulled down because of her sway back or pushed up because of her sway back. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Okay, one moment.
That makes sense.
Yep. Yep. And there's a deep breath. And when I sigh or have a deep breath, that's her feeling relieved that all of this is getting some attention, right? Still on collapsed trachea. We'll look at the position of it in a few minutes.
Okay.
She might cough a little bit.
I'm right beside her, so she's been doing really well.
Very nice.
Amazing.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, she was really coughing, uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that, like,
so what,
last 3 days and nights, solid. Like, not just for a minute. this is the first quiet time we've had for some time.
Yeah. And so this is why you have session after session after session, because she's learning how to do it. She did it for several days. And then she kind of reverted, had the symptoms again, but see how quickly her body's coming back to balance to solve the problem again, and hopefully it'll last longer and longer. Sometimes there are hiccups along the way where it lasted 5 days and now it lasts three, but you just call me and we'll take a look, no problem. Oh,
that's why I'm really excited about following the process. You know, we don't get a lot of opportunities to do that. We do, like, you know, callers calling in and they have a session, and we don't really know how it goes after that, right? But to be able to track it like this is huge.
Yes, exactly. Now we know what was happening when you talked to me about your dog, right?
Yeah.
This is a new format for you. Yeah. Okay, almost finished with the trachea.
She's looking perkier, too.
Good.
Looking good?
Good girl.
Less pensive.
And 7 pounds, is that the right weight for her, or should she weigh a little bit more?
Oh, no, that's pudgy for her. She's tiny.
Okay. All right.
Well, tiny-ish. She's sort of like a little sausage.
There we go. So I'm just going to put my hands on her throat for a moment, my throat, which is her throat. So I typically do my sessions this way, but let me just press around here on her trachea. Okay, position is not correct. Let me just see. Let me just see. Here's the bottom of the trachea on the right. Here's the bottom of the trachea on the left. 1 second. The right, what is going on here? I'm just trying to see if it's down, up, pulled to the right, squashed to the left. Let's see. Let's see. There we are. Okay. The right side of the trachea had some compression from a muscle on the right side of the neck. Okay, so I have to look at her neck a little more thoroughly here in just a moment to make sure she has space for her trachea. Okay, so just a second. All right, so I'm just waiting for that trachea to find its new position as the muscles near it, the long muscles near it, start to relax and create some space for the right side of the trachea. The left side looks good. Hang on.
Okay, so good.
There we go. See how I'm breathing deeply right now? That's because she can breathe better. The trachea looks better. So just a moment.
She's smiling now.
I'm going to look at her lungs in a minute. She's what?
She's smiling.
She's doing good, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Good. All right. And we talked about fluid building up in her lungs. That's what the vet said could happen with this condition, but we don't have a diagnosis that says that's happening, right?
Right. He just kind of bunched it all together with collapsed trachea, bronchitis, infection, and heart murmur causing lungs to fill up. That was just basically from the blood test.
Okay. So I'm not going to address bronchitis because we've already taken care of heart and lungs. So her bronchioles will be less inflamed. So let me just strengthen her lungs so she can remove fluid, right, and her whole system to help just keep the fluid down so that she can be healthy and not have that build up in her lungs.
Yes.
Okay, good. We're coming down the home stretch here. Just looking at her lungs. There we go. So another deep breath, which means her lungs are responding. And hopefully she'll be a little peppier after this, I hope.
Yeah.
And I don't know about something was off. I can't really determine that today. It's not for today's session, but we'll see. We'll see if she stops doing that. Maybe it's confusing her that she was feeling well.
Yeah, something was. She was confused. Was funny, actually. Doing
one
good.
Second.
She hasn't coughed since.
Yeah.
We began.
All right. Hang on. Still on the lungs. There we go. Now, I just felt her whole central nervous system relax. Imagine how hard that must be on her central nervous system, right?
Right.
So she just, her whole central nervous system relaxed. So we're just going to let that happen, and then we'll be finished.
Yeah, I'm hoping she'll get some good sleep today.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And that you can sleep in your own bed with her. You know, you decide what's best.
It was funny because I was telling my friend about it, and she's like, why aren't you in the bed and she on the couch or something? I didn't even think about it.
Because we put our pets first.
In a good
place. That's right.
That's right. We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a thought to me.
Nope. I understand. All right. Almost finished. She's starting to pull away from me energetically, so.
Yeah, she looks.
There we
like
go.
Complete.
Boom. She just separated.
There you go. You did so good.
All right. So since the beginning of the session and how she is now, she has an improvement, right? She's not coughing and hacking like she was.
Night and day. Yeah, night and day. I mean, she was, night and day. So now I know to expect that things could go, you know, one way or another. She might cough and go through some stuff. Now I won't be shocked by that. And I'll monitor her.
No.
People can follow along on Poppy's healing journey. And I am so grateful that you were available today. It's just so many things had to line up just for us to get on the air today and make this happen at this exact time. So I know it's all perfect. Why don't you take a few minutes to tell people about how they can work with you, Jane?
Sure, sure. Like I said in the beginning, I'm a medical intuitive energy healer. I help people with chronic pain and chronic illness where medicine is slow to resolve the problem, cannot resolve the problem, or people would like an alternative way to help their body come back into balance. So I treat all kinds of conditions. And if people want to read about the work that I do, they can go on my website. If you type in janefecto.com, you'll see testimonials on the homepage. And these aren't like a few sentence testimonials. They're happy healing stories. People write paragraphs. And that's really the best way to understand how I can help you, although the depth and breadth of my work is really not described there. I've been doing this more than 20 years. I've trained some practitioners in this work. But if you have a chronic pain or a chronic illness condition and you'd like to see some new possibilities, you can go to my website and fill out a healing request form or contact Jane if you just have some questions that you'd like me to arrange a time where we can chat and answer questions.
Beautiful. Highly recommended by News for the Soul. I can tell you that. I'm so grateful for you and finding you, and thank you for today. I'm enjoying this nice, quiet sound in the background.
and thank you, Nicole. This has worked out with such a synchronicity. It's just amazing, and I think later we'll look back and say, imagine how all of that came together for both of us.
Exactly.
So,
so many things had to be aligned.
Yes. So my first show is coming up in a few weeks, and I want to thank you for welcoming me to the platform and News for the Soul. I'm really excited, and we can chat later about the first show.
Okay. We sort of time traveled a bit today. Jane will be on for the intro show April 15th, I believe, right? 1 week from today. All right. Good stuff. Well, we're going to take us out with our live eclipse coverage from 2017 just for fun. Thanks, Jane, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. All right. Have a great rest of your day, Nicole.
You too. And Jane's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. You can follow Poppy's healing journey there. We're going to post everything because, holy smokes, it's been so dramatic already. Speaking of dramatic, there's nothing like seeing a live total eclipse. Here's our coverage from 2017. I have to be honest, I mostly just said, wow, and oh my God, and that was about my total coverage because it really is such an emotionally staggering event, especially for your first time. So check it out. Here we go.
So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney of News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon. Literally a life-changing event. In the meantime, we're posting audio so you can not only see this event and see pictures of it, but really feel the energy of the event. Here's the audio now. Pictures and video are next at newsforthesoul.com.
Oregon. Just finished watching the actual solar eclipse, and just like the movie Contact, there are no words. So everybody stand by.
I think it's less than 10 minutes. I think it's literally minutes. Yeah, it's literally minutes.
Wow, so much.
Isn't this a trip? Look at it.
Look at the color of the.
I know. Time to take another shot. Like every 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is what we're here. It's color. This is a trip.
literally, like, I'm saying a minute or two now. Look at that. It's, like, any second now close. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, seconds. Like a minute or two.
This is what we're here for. What is this? Oh, man, it's really a nerdy.
Well, I'm filming. Brandon's got a shot. Oh, any second now. Oh, my God.
Look at the air. Look at the air.
Look how dark it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is tripping.
Look at the shit shadows.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's going right now. Last sliver.
That was our coverage live on location in Oregon. I did try to bleep out most of the swear words, but that was my honest reaction to it because it was so much more dramatic than any kind of coverage or YouTube video or news coverage you have ever watched. To stand there in person and feel that the temperature drops so dramatically, where you're going from very, very, very hot, where your skin actually feels like it's being burnt by the sun, to freezing, and the different hues and changes in the colors in the air as the gradual transition occurs into darkness
and then slowly back again. It was literally beyond words. That was a very small, random crowd. We found a very out-of-the-way place away from the huge crowds that were gathered and where most people were filming from. So that was a teeny tiny random little crowd in a teeny tiny random field we stumbled upon, luckily just moments before the full eclipse happened on August 21st, 2017. And you can hear the excited and enthusiastic and gobsmacked, as they say in Australia, reaction, because it was just so dramatic. It's one thing to see the videos on TV or see the partial eclipses, but to be there for the full thing is literally a life-changing event. So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney, and that was News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon.
Listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney at News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon. Literally a life-changing event.
In the meantime, we're posting audio so you can not only see this event and see pictures of it, but really feel the energy of the event. Here's the audio now. Pictures and video are next at newsforthesoul.com.
Oregon, just finished watching the actual solar eclipse, and just like the movie Contact, there are no words. So everybody stand by. It's...
I think it's less than 10 minutes. I think it's literally minutes. A couple.
Wow, so much.
Isn't this a trip? Look at it.
Look at the color of the...
I know. Time to take another shot. Like every 3 seconds. Change it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is over here. It's color.
It's literally, like, I'm saying a minute or two now. Look at that. It's, like, any second now, close. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, seconds. Like a minute or two.
This is what we're here for.
What is
this? Oh man, it just really gets hurt now.
Well, I'm filming. Brianna's got a shot. Oh, any second now. Oh my god.
Look at the air.
It's
getting dark.
Look how dark it is.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, this is tripping.
Look at the shit shadow.
Oh wow. Oh, it's going right now. Last sliver. Oh my god. Oh, my god. Oh, it's falling over.
Glasses off now.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Look at that
shot.
Oh, my god.
We're in here.
Oh, wow.
Did you bump the camera? No.
I don't know. Oh, wow. Wow. It looks like a flashlight from the sky now. Look around. Now the light's really weird.
It looks like a light from the
sunset. Yeah, like a fake light. Wow. That was amazing.
Oh, I like
that. That was more dramatic than I thought it was going to be. Oh my god. Look at that. I'm glad I let this run. I let the video just run. I'm glad I could do that. Get everyone in the video. Yeah.
I'll try to describe that to kids from generations.
How would you even describe that? That's just, you have to literally stand here. Right? Like you have to...
There's some people around us, right?
Yeah.
This was almost perfect.
I know. Oh my god, I'm so glad we drove that. They wouldn't have been that dramatic at home.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have had that
like
moment.
This is how dark
yeah.
it gets.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had that moment. Wow. That was awesome.
So that was our coverage live on location in Oregon. I did try to bleep out most of the swear words, but that was my honest reaction to it because it was so much more dramatic than any kind of coverage or YouTube video or news coverage you have ever watched. To stand there in person and feel that the temperature drops so dramatically where you're going from very, very, very hot where your skin actually feels like it's being burnt by the sun to freezing, and the different hues and changes in the colors in the air as the gradual transition occurs into darkness and then slowly back again. It was literally beyond words. That was a very small, random crowd. We found a very out-of-the-way place away from the huge crowds that were gathered and where most people were filming from. So that was a teeny tiny random little crowd in a teeny tiny random field we stumbled upon, luckily, just moments before the full eclipse happened on August 21st, 2017. And you can hear the excited and enthusiastic and gobsmacked, as they say in Australia, reaction, because it was just so dramatic. It's one thing to see the videos on TV or see the partial eclipses, but to be there for the full thing is literally a life-changing event. So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney, and that was News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon.